Franklin Pierce from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. Franklin Pierce was born in New Hampshire in 1804. He was the 14th President of the United States. Pierce attended Bowdoin College. After graduation, he studied law and then entered politics. At the age of 24, he was elected to the New Hampshire legislature. 2 years later, he became its speaker. During the 1830s, he went to Washington, first as a representative, then as a senator. He decided to volunteer to fight in the Mexican-American War and rose to the rank of colonel. He rose through the ranks and became a brigadier, taking command of his own brigade. During the Battle of Contreras, he was seriously wounded in the leg when he fell off his horse. Despite the pain, he returned to battle the next day. He proved his skill as a military commander by going on to capture Mexico City. After the Mexican War, Pierce ran for the 1852 presidential nomination. He won with a narrow margin of the popular vote. In his inaugural speech, he proclaimed an era of peace and prosperity at home and a more forceful foreign policy. This included trying to persuade Spain to sell Cuba. He also purchased the area now comprising southern Arizona and part of southern New Mexico for $10 million. Pierce upset the delicate North-South balance in 1854 when he passed the Kansas-Nebraska Act. This reopened the question of slavery in the West, as it allowed residents of the new territories to decide the slavery question for themselves. The result was a rush by Southerners and Northerners into Kansas. Shooting broke out, and Bleeding Kansas became a prelude to the Civil War. Pierce died in 1869.